The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother." He said to Jesus, "Teacher, I have kept all these things since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the man heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For humans it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields, but with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. What is gratitude besides a fancy word for thankfulness? To be grateful is to be thankful. And our country has assigned this weekend in October as the official time to feel and express gratitude. Our Canadian Thanksgiving is designed to be near the end of the harvest season, where the growing season ends and we can rest, satisfied that our crops are safely gathered. This marking the time of the end of the harvest is international, is cross-cultural, and it is a human desire and instinct to celebrate at this time of the year, particularly in times of parts of the world where there's a very clear end to the harvest season. And so we do. It is a natural desire to be grateful for the fruit of the earth to be brought in, that crops are gathered safely, and to recognize that a good crop or a crop brought in reflects the abundance of life and growth of the past season that will now be used to sustain life and good health through the coming winter. Our celebration of Thanksgiving on the secular calendar is very much a harvest festival. Gratitude for harvest and produce, the fruits of the earth, springs from faith. It flows from the vision and understanding, the knowledge that we did not make the earth yield life and fruit. Growth and life of all types is not our doing. It comes from a greater source, a greater power. People of faith, a godly person recognizes God as the source of life, growth, abundance, and harvest. Both harvests that come from the earth and harvests that come from a well-tuned, holy heart. People of faith can see God as the source and giver of these wonderful gifts, and many other gifts at that. And so this weekend, we have been given an opportunity to be in our homes, surrounded by as many loved ones as we are able, coming together in the spirit of gratitude for countless reasons. But this year is different than most. I will wager that most years it is not very difficult to gather a list of things that we are grateful for. But hard times, challenging times, can give us one or two different relationships with gratitude. Hard times or challenging times can make it very difficult to be able to be grateful because of the difficulties that we are or have experienced. On the other hand, difficulties have a way of allowing us, giving us the opportunity to recognize all of the things that we still have, those moments, those smaller moments, those fleeting moments maybe, the more basic things in life that we still have, even despite challenging times. And so our heart and disposition towards gratitude can go either way because of those challenges. We can become hardened and find it difficult to be grateful, or it can inflame our gratitude and have it grow strong because we know that God has brought us through and is sustaining us through these difficult times. Our first reading gives us an inkling, an idea of the treasures that God provides for us. Treasures that are not tangible, not physical, but treasures that are greater in worth than wealth, than economic stability. Our first reading from the Book of Wisdom, which is named very well, says, "All gold is but a little sand in the sight of wisdom, and her radiance never ceases." If we have had a difficult year, what do we look forward to? What do we find to be grateful to God for? It may be these types of intangible spiritual gifts: understanding, faith, perseverance, wisdom, peace of heart, trust in the Lord, a recognition of providence in our life. These things are treasures. And compared to earthly wealth, gold is but sand. It is these graces that God does and can offer to us in our lives as means of sustaining us. These are the things that we can readily and constantly be grateful for. Let us continue in the spirit of gratitude, remembering that we have been given this this calendar weekend, this opportunity to mark that gratitude in gathering, in love, in feasting, in relaxation. Let us not lose sight of where God stands in the abundance of our life as the source of all good things. Let us not forget that thanksgiving is a constant attitude called for by as Christians, a constant opportunity. Because if God is constant, His gifts are constant. And if we are the recipients of those gifts, then we always have an opportunity and reason to be grateful. If you find it challenging to feel gratitude at this time, because of any sort of untold hardship that you have experienced, turn to the Lord. Open your hearts and ask Him to illumine those parts of your life that He has helped grow or sustain. The wisdom, the perseverance, and those other qualities that come from God that have allowed you to be here now, to be in this place, to be able to worship on this Sunday, and to be able to turn to Him in freedom, knowing that He hears your call and knows your heart and is walking with you every day. Let us continue together in this great act of thanksgiving to our Lord, this act of the Eucharist that is regular, if not constant, a constant offering to our God. From a people who has received everything and who owes much, and because of those gifts has much to be grateful for. Let this action be an act of love and of continued unity with the God who loves us more than anyone else we may know.